mindfulness mode.
Belief bridges the gap between where you're at and where you want to be.
Hey, Mindful Tribe, welcome to the show. We're back today with a person who has a passion for horses. Now, she's a speaker, she's a coach, she's an entrepreneur, and she went on to create a seven-figure business buying, training, and selling horses all over the country. And today, she teaches people specific tools and techniques to rewire your subconscious mind and to transform your identity and to take action toward your goals. So she challenges you to step outside your comfort zone and become the best version of yourself mentally, physically, financially, and spiritually. I'm here today with Lucy Potasnik. Lucy, are you in mindfulness mode today?
I am in mindfulness mode. I'm so excited and very grateful to be here. And I can't wait for the conversation that we're going to create.
Yeah, me too. So Lucy, what does mindfulness mean to you?
I believe that mindfulness is any moment in time when you are completely present. So you don't have the opportunity to fall down the rabbit hole of your thoughts and get caught up in a memory of the past or thinking about responsibilities like, oh, I gotta pick up the kids or go grocery shopping, or oh, I forgot to send that email. When you're mindful, you are operating in the dear now precious moment, and you're totally present.
So Lucy, when did you start realizing you had this incredible love for horses?
I would say, if you talk to most horse people, I feel like it's something that's born within you, because from before I can even remember, I've been absolutely obsessed with horses. And as you know, Napoleon Hill says that the starting point to all achievement is a burning desire. And I certainly feel like ever since I can remember, ever since I could speak practically, I've been begging my dad, "Dad, please buy me a horse, buy me a horse." But I grew up just outside of Detroit, in the suburbs of Detroit, to blue-collar parents. My mom had two factory jobs. The idea of horses was completely off the table, like a completely unfathomable idea. But I never gave up on my dreams.
Wow. Well, that's really interesting, because in some ways it was kind of the opposite for me, because I grew up on a farm and we had two horses and I enjoyed the horses, but I sort of took it for granted in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so what was your first horse? When did you get your first horse?
So I actually, after many years of no success with the dad, I decided that I had to take matters into my own hands. So the day that I turned 16 was the same day that I got my driver's license and the same day I put an ad on Craigslist saying, "I'll ride your horse for free." Because I soon discovered that if you can pursue your passion and find out what your skill set is, where your talents lie, and exploit them in the service of others, you are going to be met with success, abundance, and true fulfillment. So that's essentially exactly what I did. How can I serve you? How can I exercise and ride your horse? And sure enough, I had all of these yahoos calling me with their unbroke, green broke horses, wild horses that hadn't been touched or ridden in 5 to 10 years. And I tell you what, I was just like the happiest thing to drive all over God's country, ride these horses. And next thing you know, I'm getting bucked off, thrown off, flipped over on top, like anything you can imagine, it was happening. But I never gave up. It was like, I had this like relentless drive that like, I will get back on the horse. I will live and learn from my mistakes. It was very much so of a failing forward process. But every day I got better and I got stronger, I got wiser, and I never received any true like education, no formal education or instruction. So over the years, the horses taught me everything that I know, and I ended up meeting a horse dealer who would get in 50 horses a week, and I had to ride everything, and I had to pretty much sell it fast, quick, and cheap, because if I didn't sell it fast enough, it was getting shipped to Canada, to the slaughterhouses in Canada. And so at that time, as a 16-year-old girl, I was on a mission to save all the horses of the world. And so that was really my first step into life as an entrepreneur, because the sky was the limit. And as many horses as I could ride and I could save and I could list and I could sell, that was, I mean, there was no limit to the amount of money that I could generate. And so that was really exciting. And then I ended up, my niece, who's the same age as me, we're like, we grew up as like best friends and sisters. She sent me the movie The Secret, and we saw The Secret together when I was 18 years old. And that opened my eyes, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting and this is so empowering. So all I have to do is think a thought and believe it and emotionalize it, and I can have it. I can create it. And so I kind of ran with that idea. And after graduating college and getting scooped up in the corporate world and having the world's worst boss, the most negative, miserable person you could ever imagine, I ended up quitting my corporate job with all of the fancy perks and benefits and paid vacations to take a chance on myself and pursue my passion of horses.
When you were first discovering what it was like to ride all these horses, did you get kicked off? Did you get bucked off? Did you ever get any injuries?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that I never broke a bone riding a horse, considering that at this point in the game, I've ridden thousands of horses, which I had no idea what their history or backstory was, if they were even broke before I threw the saddle on them. And yeah, I mean, I still might fall off a horse today if I'm getting on a new one. But I mean, I'm much more more prepared. I know how to ride defensively, but that was very much so a reality.
And so, was there a certain horse you fell in love with particularly, or did you just love them all?
I would say, like, the very first horse I had, he was a stocky bay quarter horse gelding, and we named him Pretty Boy because he was so handsome. I feel like that horse I definitely developed a connection with. But, I mean, at this point in the game, people ask me all the time, how do you sell so many horses? How do you not get connected and attached? And I think part of what I love about my work is that it's such an opportunity to meet and work with so many different personalities. And I know that I can't save, I can't keep them all, because if I kept them all, I wouldn't be able to help more of them. And I know that when I'm selling them and I'm finding them their forever homes, that they're going to incredible homes filled with love and probably providing more individualized care and treats and attention than even I can do. So I feel like I'm definitely doing what's in the best interest of all the horses that I have the opportunity to work with.
Have you ever come across some young girls that reminded you of yourself when you were young?
Yeah. So now I buy trained sell horses, like you said, and I accidentally went on to open one of Michigan's largest public trail riding companies, because trail riding is one of my favorite things to do. Absolutely love trail riding. I wanted to share it with my friends and family, and sure enough, word of mouth spread, and here we are. I feel like everything that's happened has kind of unfolded very naturally and very organically, just because I do things like, you know, I'm a huge proponent of meditation and raising your vibration, leaning into unshakable faith and following your intuition. And when you follow your intuition and you know that God's got your back and that everything's working out and you're exactly where you're supposed to be, you can really move towards your goals and take action towards the destiny that you want to create. So that's what I love teaching people and empowering people. But going back to the trail riding business, now I'm hiring people. And now that I'm in this new position as a boss lady, hiring people, sometimes having to fire people, which is not my favorite thing, I have been blessed to come across all sorts of different people. And especially when we're giving lessons to little kids, oh my gosh, I meet so many amazing individuals. And there are some, there's a little boy right now, his name's Cam, and he is such a cool kid. He's a hustler. He's like, I mow people's lawns and I wash and I detail people's cars. And he's just the most helpful, generous. Like, this kid is wise beyond years. And it's really fun to spend time with him.
And how old is Cam?
He's 9.
Well, that's cool. So tell me about where you live. Do you live on a farm now, or where are you hanging your hat?
Yeah. So hang my hat sounds like a strong phrase because I don't know how long I'll be here. But my current current reality is I'm living in Milford, which is this Milford is really this delightful, beautiful, almost like a magical little town because it's got Kensington Park that stretches throughout the entirety of the city, if you will. But it's the first city outside of the city that is more rural. And since Kensington Park stretches throughout the entire community, it's very horse friendly. It's a horse friendly community. I have horses in my backyard. If I look out my window right here, I have fields of horses that I can just look at and admire. And you can hop on a horse and ride right into the park from my backyard. So it's really cool. It's got what I like to call a cutesy wootsy downtown with all sorts of cute restaurants and shops. And I'm very happy and blessed to be here.
Wow, that sounds really fantastic. So tell me about your morning routine. You said you're into meditation. Do you meditate in the morning? What's it like?
Yes, absolutely. So I am a huge proponent of really dialing in your morning routine, because if you can control your mornings, you can control your days, which means you can control your weeks, your months, your years, your life. So it all starts with the morning. As we know, we live in a vibrational universe where all things move and all things vibrate, and we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. And so that's why it's so important to be intentional about doing everything in our power to raise our vibration, because when we do the work and we raise our vibration first thing in the morning, what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up for success. So that way, as we move through the day, whether we're driving through traffic or we're at work or we're going out for lunch or whatever it is that we could be doing, everything that crosses our path must be vibrating at a similar frequency on this high vibration. And anything that's vibrating at a lower frequency, whether it's a traffic jam or a police that is, radaring cars as they go by, there are no negative experiences, people, places, things that are able to cross your path because you're not a vibrational match. And so morning routines are really, really important in my opinion. First thing I do, my non-negotiable every single morning is meditating. As soon as my eyes open, boom, I'm meditating. Sometimes it's 20 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. Lately I've been doing, it's a 1 hour Joe Dispenza meditation that I'm like, I'm obsessed with. So I really love that. After meditating, I go right into the cold shower because I believe that is not only is it endorphins and discipline and helping with your nervous system, but it's also training your mind and body to work together with discipline. I never wake up and I'm like, oh yay, I'm so excited to hop in the cold shower. But not only do I know that I'll feel amazing after I get out, but the other thing is that there's my body's not allowed to make excuses. As soon as my mind says go, my body acts. And a lot of times when we're dealing with whatever circumstances that life may present itself, whether it's a food decision or deciding to go to the gym or maybe to do another sales call, sometimes we don't feel like it. And I like to explain that on the other side of I don't feel like it lies your greatness, lies your destiny. So I feel like that's a good, easy tool, 60 seconds in a cold shower every morning, just to really ingrain that discipline. I'm a huge proponent of journaling, whether it's affirmations or things that you would like to create. And then at night, I have a nightly routine, which is my gratitude practice, because gratitude is one of the most powerful and beautiful forces of the world. And the more you pour out gratitude, God hears that, and then he's going to give you more things to be grateful for.
And what are you most grateful for today, Lucy?
Today? Oh my God, there's so many things. To pick one, I'd probably say my energy. I feel totally alive. I feel in alignment. I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. My goal is to empower and positively impact people around the world. And I've got quite a few podcasts lined up today, and I'm excited.
Well, you do have great energy. There's no doubt about that, Lucy. Now, you work with people to help them rewire their subconscious mind. Tell me about someone you've worked with and how the transformation occurred and what they're like now.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of times we, if we take a step back and really begin to analyze our lives, we will soon figure out that our life is nothing more than a sequence of different patterns. We have these unconscious patterns that are running our lives. And so we have patterns of focus, patterns of physiology, and patterns of language. And those three things, what we focus on is what we feel. And what we talk about is what we create, whether it's who we're spending time with, the conversations we're choosing to participate in, or the internal dialogue that we're experiencing, that little voice in our head. I mean, that can really set us up for success or tear us down and prevent us from taking action on our dreams. And then the third is the physiology. How are we moving our body every single day? Because there's an intrinsic connection between mind and body, and depending on how we're choosing to move our body, it's a huge aspect in mental health. So a lot of times what I'll have my clients do is analyze what do their lives look like? What are the patterns that are running their lives? What are the thought patterns that they're thinking? What are their patterns of focus? Are they used to focusing on the bad or are they good at like seeing the good in all things? And so it's all about the repetitious training, which is going to rewire the subconscious mind. But the most important thing is going to be that awareness piece, because all change is preceded by awareness. We can't change what we're unaware of. And that's why, again, I'm such a huge proponent of meditation, because the definition of meditation means to become aware of oneself. When we close our eyes and we focus on our breath, when a thought creeps in, which it will, it's up to us to recognize that thought and then lovingly release it. Then we, like I say, we return to our breath, and then a thought comes in again. And instead of falling down that rabbit hole of like, oh, I got to do this and this and this and this, stopping and being like, oh, wait, a thought crept in. Do I like this thought? Right. Do I want to serve? Does this thought serve me? And then be like, okay, I'm going to lovingly release it and return to my breath. So a lot of people are operating in these unconscious patterns. And so a great example is I had this lady who was really just, she always would focus on the bad. And like, she had a pretty good life. And once we got it, all we had to do was simply shift her perspective and how she viewed things, because it's all about taking radical responsibility for the thoughts that we're thinking, for the emotions that we're feeling, the words that we're speaking, the actions we're taking, as well as our interpretations, how we're perceiving the world, because life is all about the meaning that we choose to give it. Two people can experience the exact same thing, and depending on the meaning that they assign to that event, can change the entire outcome. So she was just, she was having a lot of problems in her relationship. And we went through some gratitude practice, some different meditation practices to bring awareness to the thoughts that she was thinking and how she was feeling, and to really figure out what was triggering her and why those things were triggering her. And if she could shift and look at things in a positive light, in a light of appreciation, and pour out gratitude instead of irritation, it was like she didn't realize how much she was complaining on a daily basis. And it was like when she stopped complaining, when she stopped criticizing, when she stopped thinking, like seeing how things were irritating, and started just appreciating the good that was in her life, I mean, it was like every single area of her life was radically impacted, to the point where, like, wow, she had tripled her income. The relationship with her husband, like, she was like, she was at first she was contemplating a divorce, and next thing you know, after a couple of months, they were celebrating their second honeymoon. And even her health had really drastically increased, because instead of like the stress eating, we fall into these unconscious patterns where we're stressing. Every time we get nervous or stressed out or irritated, like it for some reason it serves us to shove food in our face. I'm also guilty of that. But when you become aware of this, of these patterns that don't serve us, then we can stop, and then we can replace them with patterns that do serve us. But it wow. all begins with awareness.
Wow, what a great story, Lucy. That is fantastic. I know that your website is ultimatesuccessblueprint.com. What can we expect to see if we go to that website, Ultimate Success Blueprint?
Yeah, so we teach a 16-week course on how to reprogram your subconscious mind using all of these different techniques and strategies that people can start implementing immediately. And they're able to essentially transform their identity, because you are where you are today based on every single decision that you've made up until this point. Decision is what shapes our destiny. So therefore, if you want to reach unprecedented success, if you want a six-pack, if you want the perfect relationship, if you want to create things that you're not experiencing right now in your life, that means that you're going to have to do things. You're going to have to think differently, act differently, and really make different decisions. And so that means you're going to have to essentially become a totally different person. So if you're going to become a totally different person, that really means death of the ego. And so how long, which is really hard for a lot of people, because how long have you been you? How many years? And it served you at a very high level. And so essentially what we help people do is really transform their identity and expand their concept of self, so that way they can start taking massive action towards their goals and see immediate results. And what we've done with the 16-week training is we've condensed it into a 2-hour, 6-part series that's just very digestible. Normally this condensed training sells for $1,000 on the website, but what we're doing is we have a special promo code for all of your listeners, and the promo code is mindfulness. So if you go to ultimatesuccessblueprint.com and use the promo code mindfulness, you can actually access and download this training for free at absolutely no price, and start implementing these tools, strategies, and techniques in your day today. So that way you can start feeling the benefits of what joy, abundance, peace actually feels like today.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for making that available to our Mindful Tribe listeners. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
So mindfulness. Okay, that's the promo code. Lucy, I want to ask you a question about bullying, because I've worked in the field of bullying prevention for a long time. And I'm just curious if you have a story about bullying where mindfulness would have made a difference.
I think that bullying is, I agree that it's, kids can be really harsh and very, very cutthroat. In fact, I was bullied quite a bit as a kid. And I think just more education and awareness around the fact that we all struggle with feelings of worthiness and feeling like we're enough. And a lot of times bullying just comes from the simple fact that we feel like we have to tear somebody else down so that way we can feel better about ourselves. And I think just teaching children acceptance and really having that understanding of it's not me, it's you, and that you're just projecting your insecurities onto me, and understanding that and responding in love and in compassion, I think that would certainly help to make the world a brighter place.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. As we move forward in the interview, Lucy, I want to ask you five quick answer questions. So just 30-second answers are perfect. The first one is this: who is one person who has been a powerful mindfulness influence in your life?
Can I say two?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd say Dr. Wayne Dyer was absolutely, like, he shaped my entire foundation growing up. And then through Dr. Wayne, I found Abraham Hicks. I went to their workshop, and that is what kicked off my meditation journey. So I would say those two people have been absolutely amazing.
Okay, thanks for that. Well, let's talk about emotions. How has mindfulness helped you to deal with your emotions differently?
I think that mindfulness is the starting point for emotional intelligence. If you want to, life is 10% about what happens and 90% about how you respond. So once you become aware of how you're feeling, you can control how you're responding. You take control of your emotions and you take control of your life, because you're no longer letting external circumstances that you have no control over dictate your inner world.
Absolutely. Breathing. That's my next question, is about breathing. Do you have any thoughts, yeah, any techniques, any suggestions about breathing?
Some of my favorite meditations are breathwork meditations, and I feel like it's very, not only is it very calming, relaxing, but it also centers you. It brings you back to the present moment, and it's really a gift. We live in an abundant universe, and if we think, wow, I'm so grateful for this breath and every single breath that I get to experience. Breath is the first thing that we're gifted with when we come into this world, and it's one of the last things before we leave. And I think breath is something that we most definitely take for granted.
Yeah, for sure. My next question is about a book. Is there a book that you would recommend that's related to mindfulness?
I would say the first book that comes into my mind is Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, and how that just very vividly explains that every moment is a manifested miracle, and that each thought that you think is pregnant with the next, your next reality that you experience. And so therefore your power is right now. And that the now moment is all that we have. So don't spend time worrying about the past or having anxiety about the future, because we are the powerful, magnificent creators of our reality.
Yeah. Are there any apps you would recommend, Lucy?
My favorite app of all time is YouTube. So okay. Not only for, like, the podcast that I listen to, but also I have so many different guided meditations on YouTube. I have a whole arsenal. So every single morning I just pick, which meditation feels most in alignment today. And then I'm very grateful for the technology of YouTube.
Yeah, totally. Do you have a YouTube channel yourself, Lucy?
I sure do.
Okay. Where would we find that?
It's youtube.com/Lucy's Bubble. 6421. I don't know why they put this first one, but the idea behind it was fiercely protect your bubble and don't let outside circumstances rattle your inner world.
Okay, that's cool. And how often do you upload new videos, Lucy?
I started it 2 years ago. And when I was doing it, my principles that I believe in is lead and inspire by example. So 2 years ago when I started it, I was really showcasing a lot of, like, the horses and the trail riding and the fun that we were doing. But now I've kind of transitioned to speaking more about how to live more intentionally, and the power of intention, the power of awareness, the power of our minds. So that's what you'll find there now.
Fantastic. Yeah, and I imagine you've got a link from your website over to your YouTube channel as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it's been really fun talking to you and learning about not only your passion for horses, but your passion for helping people reach their goals and helping people step outside of their comfort zone. Now, earlier when you were talking, I know that you mentioned we do this and we do that. Do you have a team? Do you have a partner?
Yeah, I actually do. Jason Roberts, he's my partner in crime, my better half. And yeah, we're working together to positively impact the world and really uplift and inspire and empower as many people across the globe to become the deliberate creators of their own reality. So we're on this mission together, and it's very exciting.
That is exciting. And so is Jason a horse lover as well? I'm assuming he is.
He before I met him, he was more of a motorcycle enthusiast.
Okay.
But now he's actually grew up in the country, and he loves horses. He wants to get a couple of baby Frisians, the pretty black horses. So
Okay.
he helps me push out hay, and he helps me he helps me all with all my activities, including riding them.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Fantastic. Well, before we wrap up the interview, Lucy, I would just like to ask you if you have any final words of advice for our Mindful Tribe listeners.
Yeah, I would just like to say that you are the powerful and magnificent creator of your own reality. Every moment is a manifested miracle. Thoughts become things. So get really intentional about the thoughts that you're thinking, the words that you're using, and remember that belief bridges the gap between where you're at and where you want to be. So be sure to believe in yourself and trust the process.
Fantastic. Well, Lucy, it's been really wonderful talking to you. I really appreciate having you on Mindfulness Mode, and I just wish you all the best as you move forward.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I loved our time together.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Bye now. Hey, Mindful Tribe, thanks for listening to this episode with Lucy, and don't forget, check out her website, Ultimate Success Blueprint. And also, if you're going through a rough time, maybe you find that things are just getting to you, you're at your wits' end, you're stressed out and you don't know why, you're feeling stuck, you can't move forward with the things you really want in life. Well, let's talk. We'll set up a Zoom call and we'll talk for a few minutes and talk about what can be done. Talk about some solutions. And you know, hypnosis is one of the solutions that can help you more quickly than a lot of other solutions, and it can be more permanent as well. This is something that I do with my clients. I do hypnosis and coaching. So send me an email, bruce@mindfulnessmode.com, and just put in the subject line, "Let's connect," and we will talk about this and set up some plans for you. So with that, take what we've learned today to reach new heights of calm, focus, and happiness. Stay in the mode.